Look, sometimes God is trying to tell you something, but you can't see it, you can't hear it, you don't know. It's one this or that or the other, and it's usually very clear. It's usually very clear, but because our mind, because God is not a foggy God. He's telling you, right? He's telling you in His Word. He's telling you with circumstances. He's telling you with situations. He's very clear. But sometimes something hits us, especially if something from the past shows up. Something hits us and throws us into a tailspin or it could be a good thing, a bad thing, or it could be. But a lot of times when you're being pushed to the next level, and what should be the next level for all believers? What should be the next level? Your life is not your own. It's not your life. It's Christ in you. It's His life. Apostle Paul was the perfect example of that. All this stuff happening, I knew when the hurricanes came by and all the different things, it was like, every hurricane hit places where I lived. A hurricane hit in Florida where I lived. A hurricane hit in North Carolina where I went on a honeymoon. A hurricane, the water flooded the coast where I had family. And it's like every place that was hit was from my past. And it's like, what is going on? And it was flooding. It was like a cleansing. The past has to be cleansed. And so you have to cleanse the past. You can't live in the past. There has to be a renewal. There has to be a dying to self. Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees and he just left and he didn't look back. Sarah went with him. She left. She didn't look back. Where he failed, though, he became a coward. And I mean, it was his half-sister that he married, you know. So I guess, you know, he was being a coward and saying, oh, yeah, you can have her. Because he was trying to save his life, you know. But God worked it out for good. He was teaching Sarah a lesson to submit to God and trust God, you know. Moving to the next level. What is the next level? And how do we keep that? Here's my question. How do you keep that passion for the gospel? How do you keep the passion for souls? How do you keep the passion, but also realizing that you can't save people? You can't save them. I can't save them. Only Jesus can save somebody. How do you keep the passion with the day-to-day routine? How do the preachers keep the passion? How do the saints keep the passion? Does there have to be a catastrophe? Does the past have to hit you in the face? Do you have to experience the pain of love down here or separation down here so that you can see, feel the pain and separation of lost people that are separated from God? Hello? Hello? Do you have to feel the pain of separation from a loved one, a loved person, a love interest, a love for a child, love for people who already died? Do you have to experience the pain? Do you have to experience that pain because you need to feel God's pain for the lost to get you to go out there and hand out some tracts? I'm going to a different place to eat because I got to get my mind straight. I mean, it's like, okay, what is going on? There's a shift. Oh, there's a big shift. There's a big shift going on. You can see the shift in the spirit realm by looking at the shift in the natural realm. If there's a huge shift in the natural realm, that's because there's a spiritual shift going on. You can see that Trump has shifted. He's no longer on Twitter being like a little baby, you know, tweeting stupid stuff on Twitter. He's stepping up to the plate. And that's almost a sign or a signal to the people of the country to quit worrying about stupid, silly stuff. If you go to Instagram and you look at a bunch of the Christian, and they're not denominational Christians, they're just born-again believers talking on Instagram, and they're saying some deep stuff. These are young people. They see through the game. There's a shift. There's a shift. They see through the 40 years of working in a job you hate, slaving and becoming a hard-hearted reptilian, and you deep down you love people, but you've been bruised and abused that you can't even love people anymore, and you don't even want to give out the gospel. That's what it takes. I guess that's what it takes. We have to be beat up and have pain to see God's heart for the souls. It's the only thing I can figure.